Online Radio Network, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing this fine day?
It's a fine day indeed. It's just glorious. It is, actually. I just feel so good because today I called a friend of mine to wish him a happy birthday.
Nice.
It is his 57th.
Wow. He's just getting into middle age.
Oh, yeah. That's an optimistic statement. I guess, yeah, anything 2 years before dying is middle, right? The last 2 years is the old age.
As long as you do it and you're vibrant and healthy and full of energy, I think that's good.
Mm-hmm. You know, remember when the retirement age was set at 60 in the earlier days?
Yes.
It was set that way because it was like, you know, the last 2 or 3 years that you had left. You know, the retirement wasn't meant to last 20 years or any such thing.
Yeah, they thought that you'd die at 63, right?
Right. So that used to be when they set that up. That was the norm. And then later they moved it to 65 because people were living to 70, maybe 68, 70 or something like that. So now that people are living into their 80s, I think the retirement age needs to be moved up again.
Yeah. So, actually, you know, Martin, a friend of mine found a very interesting statistic. And he was a teacher it was North Vancouver, near where I live. And he went in and he was talking to the people that handed out the pension checks to retired teachers. And the person said, you know, we don't send out about 80% of the pension checks. And my friend interpreted that as, you jerks, you're keeping these checks away from, you know, seniors that need them, right? And the fellow laughed at him and said, no, no. He said, they've died. And my friend said, what? He says, if somebody retires who is a teacher in our school district, at age 65, they don't collect usually more than 18 monthly pension checks. In other words, within a year and a half, most of them have died. And they said, what's interesting is somebody who retires at 55 will live till 75, 80, you know. So the earlier that the person retired who was a teacher, the longer they would live, which was very, very interesting. So when he found out this, he did a little research, and it turns out that companies like Boeing that have, you know, 50,000 employees, and AT&T and those companies actually have statistics and keep records of how long people take their pensions after they retire. And with those groups, too. So I'm just talking about these specific groups. I don't want to say it's the whole, you know, world. But with those groups, it was the same. Those people that retired between 50 and 55 lived long into their twilight years, and those that retired at 65, a year and a little bit, were all dead. Well, not, I mean, of course, not 100%, but a significant, significant number, like over 80, 85%.
I certainly form an opinion in my head. Do you have an interpretation for it?
Well, I think the extra 10 years of stress just takes a toll on it. And I have a friend, actually, whose dad was a caretaker at a school. And he lived 1 year past his retirement age of 65. And my friend said, you know, he felt like his dad had no purpose in life. And so just sort of said, well, that's it. My life is over, and died.
Yeah, I believe that that's the issue. You see, when you retire at 55, you still feel like you have a reason to do something else, and you refocus your life.
Yeah.
You repurpose yourself. You reinvent yourself and create a life for yourself that you can just carry on with.
Yeah.
As opposed to the setting where you're waiting for the 65 when it's over.
Yeah.
And guess what?
It's over.
Yes. But anyway, so this friend of mine is 57. He's happily working as a, knowledge worker. He's a CEO of a small business, you know, with about 25 employees.
Mm, nice.
But the big issue for him is this. this fellow started as a track and field athlete at the national level. You know, like he was a junior winner of 110 meters hurdles.
Wow. So he's a good athlete, fit person.
Good athlete, fit. And he maintained it. You know, he skis and he plays hockey and soccer and all of these things. But about 2 years ago, he called me and he said, "Martin, I'm in trouble. I have emphysema. I have had it diagnosed. I have it on paper." And I said, "Well, I want you to start taking xylitol. You know, xylitol is the kind of enzyme that is specifically eating the fibrin, the scar tissue, that is the cause of the emphysema in your lungs. So do it." So he started on it, called me after about a month and said, "It's not doing anything." I said, "How many are you using?" And he said, "Oh, about a 3 a day, just like it says on the bottle." I said, "Well, that is not good enough. You need to understand the activation dose." So we pushed him until he found his activation dose, meaning he started he started to feel the enzymes kick in. Mm-hmm. And for him, that was 9 a day.
Okay.
And so he reached that in about 2 weeks. And then 4 weeks after that, he went to a checkup, and it was significantly improved. And at the next checkup, 6 months later, he was declared of never having had the emphysema.
Wow.
Completely good. So that was about 2 years ago. And he called me up again about a month ago. He had gone away to his home country, Czechoslovakia, or Czech Republic, and spent a month there. And he was away from his supplements, away from his decent food, and away from his gym routine. So he spent pretty much a month just sitting around, socializing, eating the wrong kind of food, and not exercising enough.
Right.
He came back. He had elevated blood pressure, and he was feeling real sluggish.
Huh.
So then I said, asking me, "What should I do?" And I said, "Well, you need to now get on the transdermal magnesium. You need to do the baths, you need to rub it on, and you need to get on the enzymes."
Mm-hmm.
So he called. He said, "Okay, so the first weekend he went skiing." He said, "In 4 hours, he did a lot of extreme skiing, you know, like double black diamond runs, 4 hours of that." He said, "I know what that should feel like when I get home."
Yeah.
He got himself into a magnesium bath. And he said, "I should have been pretty much impossible to move the next day."
Yeah.
And he said he was fine. No trouble.
No trouble at all.
No trouble at all. But then here comes the good one. So the next weekend, he went to play hockey with his, mature teammates.
Yeah.
Normally, he just is sort of one of the guys. This time, he ran circles around everybody. He said,
wow,
at the end of the shift, or the expected end of the shift, he didn't feel tired. He said he didn't need to come off the ice. He was just getting off the ice so that he would give the other guys a chance to just have some time on the ice. And he was just skating away from everyone. So he was calling just so elated and asking me, "Can you interpret for me? What's going on? How come I'm feeling so great?"
Mm-hmm.
So I thought for 35 seconds and told him. And it's this. Aging is largely caused by hardening of tissues. And hardening of the arteries, and especially hardening of the capillaries, is something that causes loss of ability to deliver oxygen to the tissue.
Mm-hmm.
So when your capillaries get harder, your heart has to pump, put more pressure on the blood for them to even get through those hardened passages. So there's your higher blood pressure.
Right.
But the second thing, even with the higher blood pressure, it's still not getting the nutrients there. So when you start combining the magnesium, which helps undo calcifications, soften things, and the enzymes, all of a sudden you're starting to open up the passages and you start delivering oxygen to tissues that are not used to that anymore. So there he was, all of a sudden, feeling like an 18-year-old athlete again.
At 57.
At 57, running circles around everyone.
That's amazing.
So, I don't know, I guess for all of you weekend warriors out there, you know, if you think that you'd like to be fit, if you'd like to keep up with your 20-year-old son's friends, if you'd like to keep up with your new lover, go ahead and get yourself a bottle of Zymitol and a bottle of magnesium.
Yeah. And there you go. Well, and it's always, I mean, our last podcast, we talked quite a bit about the medical establishment and some of the problems that they've had. And it was, it's kind of nice to you know, show what can happen when you get the proper nutrition in your body.
Well, yes, of course. Yeah, aging would not be so hard if we were, A, getting enough nutrition, B, not getting the toxins that we are getting. It always comes down to these two things. To preserve function, we need to feed the cells correctly and remove the garbage fast enough.
Mm-hmm. And there's no need to grow old. Well, I guess you can say you can grow old gracefully, right?
Yes, you can add on years or miles, but you can still retain your function. Yeah, that's just like maintaining your car well, right? You can have half a million miles on your old Volvo as long as you maintain it.
That's right. Well, and that's what a lot of people do, right?
Yes.
I mean, they got these cars, and it's just amazing what they can get out of them. And they run just as good today as they did when they started.
20 years ago.
We just have to follow the same plan to have the same thing happen to our cars.
Yes, or to our bodies.
To our bodies, that's right.
So, do you have any other good stories?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you.
Oh, I don't know what story I should offer. You know, the most fun as far as nutrition we can offer has everything to do with the superfoods that we manufacture.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I can certainly offer something in the Exela Iridesa that has always garnered a lot of good responses.
Sure. Well, first of all, tell people what the Iridesa is.
Well, Iridesa is superfood blend. It's made from all natural ingredients that have been grown in nature, unlike many of the pharmaceuticals that we look down on. This is all natural made, meaning that it grew in a plant. It's actually not made from any animal. Nobody had to die other than a plant to make this product.
Right.
Anyway, so what we do is we take a various set of ingredients and blend it together to create something exciting. How about this one? I'm just looking at the Exela Iridesa reviews straight from the website. 27 December 2008, Don writes, "I feel that this product quite literally saved my life. My diet has been woefully lacking in many regards, and this product has provided me with more than the essentials for life. I can make no claim that it cured anything. There's just the deep sense that it kept me out of a real mess. I've been using Exela products since the early 90s. So that would be almost 18 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very neat.
Yeah. I don't know what else. Here's a good one about performance. I think we may have shared it. I think we did. This was Charles, who did a whole bunch of athletics before. I'll admit I was a skeptic at first, but your product simply speaks for itself. You can count on me being a customer. I want you to know that I'm only about halfway through the tiny sample of Iridesa you sent. I sent him something like an ounce. And I can already feel a benefit. You should issue a warning about too much energy. I struggled to get rid of it all. And I mean struggled. I wasn't tired enough after running 7 miles, doing 100 push-ups and 25 burpees. So I ran sprints up and down the hill near my apartment. Then I took a one-hour nap and woke up feeling completely replenished. I'm not trying to brag. I'm just amazed at how much energy Iridesa packs. Now I understand that you... Now I understand what you mean when you said that one teaspoon goes a long way. This really is incredible stuff. I take it mixed with a heaping tablespoon of spirulina about 3 times a day, and I feel amazing afterwards. So what we have here is, you know, we have a young fellow. He's a 24-year-old university student. So this is a guy who does have a good reserve and has plenty of enzymes still in his reserve. So all of what he ingests gets to be available to him as energy. A 50-ish fellow is now going to use most of this in repair rather than for energy. But still... it gives you a chance to feel like $1 million, or at least like an athlete.
Very cool.
Yes. So, I guess I should offer somebody an incentive to do the Iridesa this year, or from listening to this podcast. So, here's something I'm going to offer. 10% off on your Iridesa order, and your coupon for that, it's redeemable at the end of the checkout process, is going to be IRD46.
Okay. So when you go to the life-enthusiast.com website, you can, I guess you could click on Shop by Brands and go to Exela.
Right, or actually, if you go just to the homepage and you look at the best sellers, Iridesa is our second biggest seller, so you'll find it right there.
Okay, perfect. And then once you're going through the checkout process, there's a place where it'll ask you to put a coupon in, and if you put in IRD46, you'll get 10% off your order. That's a nice savings.
That actually, I'll expand it. This will be on all of the Exela superfoods. All of them.
Okay, so the zoetine and the stratiflora.
Yes.
All those good things.
All of them.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, right. Scott.
That brings us to the end of this particular podcast. It's always nice to hear stories of people who've changed their lives or gotten healthy when they weren't maybe so healthy.
Certainly
inspires me to keep going.
Yes, I hope you will.
Of course, you know,
remember we're still in our 50s, right?
That's right.
We have another 25 years before retirement.
Well, before
so
we
I need you to be eating a lot of these superfoods, because we'll be doing podcasts in 2034?
2039. Yeah. Well, and I was going to say, one of the things that I've noticed myself is that I have good energy, of high energy, and I feel healthy. I feel, you know, I don't have a lot of aches and pains that people that I know my age have, and I attribute a lot of it to taking the magnesium, that magnesium bath, and the Exela products. They've just been astounding.
Great. Okay. So, Scott, I think we should wrap it up. I would like to tell people that they can find us at life-enthusiast.com on the internet, at lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com for the podcasts, and by phone at 1-866-543-3388. This is Martin for Life Enthusiast Co-op, who's restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.